following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I'm just sitting here in the RV we're put over to the side of the road. We're almost to the next prison. And I gotta tell you, Jesus, I gotta tell you a couple things. First of all, we found some weed. I smoked a weed in like weeks, man. We found some good weed from like these farmers, man. We met like by the road. Oh my God, I'm so big, Jesus. I'm so big, Jesus. I can't find a bag of them. These Mexican Cheetos. Oh my God, Jesus. It's like Mexican Cheetos. Looks just like, you know, like the regular Cheetos bag. God damn, why don't I have, where all the bags go? I had like six bags. Anyway, I like a bunch of those Cheetos, but the intern tells me in Mexico they're pronounced Cheetos. Cheetos. I don't know, that really doesn't sound Mexican to me, Jesus, but you know, this intern, he seems pretty smart, so I guess it's, these Mexican Cheetos, these Cheetos. Cheetos. Oh my God, Jesus, they're so good. They're so good, Jesus. It's like I put them in my mouth, and it's like I work them a little bit, and BAM! It's like they explode in my mouth, Jesus. It's like they explode all in my mouth. It's so good, Jesus. It's so good. Anyway, wonder if we're out. Oh my God. It would suck. Where's it? Intern! Intern, are we out of this Cheetos? This Cheetos? Are we out of the Cheetos? God damn it, man. Those are so good. Did I say that already? Jeez. So good. I love putting them in my mouth. I put a bunch of them in my mouth. There's like a bunch of little explosions all over in my mouth. So good, Jesus. Anyway, we're going to the next prison, man. We're going to Kimo Suave. I'm going to come back here and don't think I forgot, Jesus, how mad you've screwed me over on this trip. I'm definitely going to kill you when I get back there, but right now I'm really not that worried about it. You know, I'm baked, and I'm going to go find some more of these Cheetoses. These Cheetoses. And no, they're so good, Jesus. They're so good in my mouth. Anyway, I'll give you an update after getting the prison or whatever and get Kimo Suave and all that good shit. God, I love this song. I fucking love this song. I just realized it was on. It's so good, Jesus. It's so good.
Wow. This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner, Jesus.
Oh. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poon Tang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well. But words are my shit.
Oh, fuck to the yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 48, hour 2. Doing it live, recording it live, July 1st, 2018. If you missed hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. You can also see the video on stonerjesus.net of all of the hour ones we've done for the last however many episodes it's been now, like 20 episodes. Been streaming hour one live for free on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420 every Sunday night. Of course, hour two, if you want video of hour two, the only way to get hour two on video in full is become a patron of the show, patreon.com /StonerJesus420. All of this is linked, of course, on StonerJesus.net, all of our social media, all of that shit. Sponsor banners, great sponsors. Go to StonerJesus.net. Seek and ye shall find, as some great people once wrote, or whatever. Coming up in this hour, we're going to wrap up the hour with a... you just heard St. Peter, a voicemail from Mexico. Upon his return from Mexico, we did a segment. We'll play that towards the end of the show. Also, some other classic segments sprinkled throughout this hour. Also, we have Kaley Cuoco and the Fuck It List. Let's see what the Fuck It List, the Celebrity Fuck It List, was. Also, stories about Roseanne and more in celebrity news. All of that is coming up in this, the second hour of the Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48. Lots of shenanigans and tomfoolery as usual. And again, go check out StonerJesus420 on Twitter and Periscope. Follow us on Periscope. Get notifications, all that shit, at StonerJesus420. Now, before this version of the website, StonerJesus.net, there was another version. There's been several versions, obviously, over like the now 7.5 years that we've been doing the show from StonerJesus.net. There's been many incarnations of the website. One of them had something called the Celebrity Fuck It List. Get it? Fuck it rhymes with bucket. So it's like a bucket list, but instead of things you want to do, it's celebrities you'd like to do, the Celebrity Fuck It List. It was very popular. It even got mentioned by Michael Rosenbaum, who was Lex Luthor in Smallville. He was the preacher, the fake preacher guy, the face pastor guy, fake pastor guy, and in Pastor. We did an interview with him one time, and he mentioned it unprovoked. He said he saw it on the website, the Celebrity Fuck It List. We would all pick celebrities that we would like to fuck. On my Celebrity Fuck It List was one blonde chick from the Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco. And since then, since we did the Celebrity Fuck It List, it did not make it to this incarnation of the website, so it's no longer up there. I don't even know if, you know, if I could ever get it back or find it or whatever. I don't know. It's forever, well, maybe lost, but it's out of reach, at least at this point. In any case, gives me a good segue to, and I follow her on Instagram, so I knew that she got married this weekend. You see it there, Kaley Cuoco ties a knot in beautiful ranch wedding, dons bridal cape and jumpsuit. This is from today.com. Again, if you have the video of Hour 2, you can see all of this, including the happy couple, the Big Bang Theory actress married professional equestrian Carl Cook. If you don't know what she does, in her off time, she rides horses. You know, the people who have the helmets, and they ride the horses, and they do the jumps and all that stuff. That's what she does. That's what he does. That's how they met. Apparently, you know, the guy she married, before this, she was married to like a mediocre tennis dude. That's who she was married to when all the fappening pictures came out. Which, if you haven't seen Kaley Cuoco's fappening pictures, well, you should do yourself a favor and go check those out. For Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco, there's a simple equation for love, KC squared. That's a cute catchphrase she and newly minted husband Carl Cook used for their wedding on Saturday. Oh, because their initials are KC. KC and KC is KC squared. Oh, I get it now. There's one of her Instagram pictures of them wearing the jacket. More from the ceremony. I know a lot of you out there, you love this shit. You might not want to admit it, but you want to see the wedding photos. You want to know the gossip. You want to hear what's going on. Well, I'm bringing it to you. She's still hot as fuck, though. Now, the pair tied the knot on a ranch near San Diego in a romantic ceremony. She wears a long vintage-style cape. Yes, a cape for the ceremony. If you're going to get married, you should wear a cape. I mean, it's... I don't know. I want to wear a cape. If I get married, I want to wear a cape. That would be awesome. There you see more pictures from the ceremony. So it's... there you see the KC squared. This doesn't mean that Kaley Cuoco is off the celebrity fuck it list. Like I said, I think the first time that I... that we put out the fuck it list, that, you know, she was married. So it's not really worried about that. Just this is an excuse for me to bring up the fuck it list, and maybe we'll bring it back. Maybe if you tweet me or whatever and tell me you want the fuck it list back, maybe we'll get around to that. I don't know. I got a lot of stuff going on. very important person with a lot of stuff that I'm doing, so on and so forth, etc. This is the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48, Hour 2. Again, if you missed Hour 1 of Chapter 1, Verse 48, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. The full 2 hours of every show on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Coming up, we've got celebrity news, the Roseanne, we got the box office, what's going on there, just all kinds of, great stuff. Just great stuff, plus some classic bits, all that stuff coming up, Stoner Jesus Show. Go check us out on stonerjesus.net. Biatches. Yeah, you want to.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Growing green to generate more green.
Talking with multi-cup award winner Maya Elizabeth.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman.
I've always followed Whoopi, and I think she's fantastic. I've followed her advocacy over the years. Tell me a little bit how you think partnering with a mainstream high-profile figure actually benefits the cannabis community as a whole.
I have infinite respect for Whoopi Goldberg. I wouldn't just partner with any into that kind of thing. I'm into cannabis medicine, and I'm into making quality products that people can find relief from. So to hear that her vision was actually the same, it's been beyond a dream to manifest.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Very, very exciting. Stoner Jesus here recording. We just ended the Stoner Jesus Show live. And I get word that we get an exclusive interview with a presidential candidate that has been polling well, almost double digits in some states behind Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Of course, you may have heard about him on the news. Presidential candidate D's Nuts. We have him on the phone as an exclusive. Mr. Nuts, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, awesome. I know you're busy. I won't take a lot of your time.
Right.
I just have a couple questions for you. What are you doing now?
Right now, my dude's going to another campaign event. Got a lot of stuff going on. We're really, really busy. Really, really doing well.
All right. I just want to ask you, first of all, are you glad to see the polls that show you like 9-10% in some states?
Absolutely. We're happy by the polls. We're looking good. We're doing good. We're on our way to the next event. I really don't have a lot of time, hurry this along.
What is your platform? If you're president, Mr. Nuts, what is your platform going to be?
Right. It's very simple. No pants, no underwear, going commando all the time. Let them swing free. If you know what I'm saying. I really, really hate to let you go, but I got to get going.
Mr. Nuts, good luck in the race.
All right. Thank you now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on. One more thing.
What? What's that?
I wanted to ask you before I let you go. Do you know D?
D?
D's Nuts.
Oh. You got me.
There you go.
You got me.
Thank you,
Mr. Nuts.
All right, I'm going.
Bye-bye now.
Vote D's Nuts.
Presidential contender, D's Nuts. This is for real. This is for real. Maybe the savior we're looking for. Everybody going commando. Hell yeah. Go commando. Like that bitch in that commercial says, whatever the fuck her name is. Presidential candidate, D's Nuts. Calling in the Stern Jesus Show. Awesome.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio, on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 48, Hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. And of course, if you want video of Hour 2, the only way to get the full video of Hour 2, full video of every episode, patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. Still have some classic bits coming up, including St. Peter's return from his escapades in Mexico a few summers ago. Did a lot. He was there for months getting chemo suave out of a Mexican answer prison. He came back. We're going to play that segment and more coming up. But first, we got us some celebrity news. This first story is from the Washington Post. Roseanne Barr wants to apologize to Valerie Jarrett, but doesn't have, quote, the right words. How about, I'm sorry that I implied that you are a monkey. Or an ape, rather. Let's see what she has to say. Roseanne Barr has been in damage control mode ever since ABC canceled her show. If she sent out a tweet comparing Valerie Jarrett, a former advisor to Barack Obama, to an ape. Her first mea culpa came in an interview with Rabbi Shmuley Boteach last week in which she wept and said, I'm not a racist, I'm an idiot. I'm a lot of things, a loudmouth and all that stuff, a sobbing Barr said. But I'm not stupid, for God's sake. I would never have willingly called any black person a monkey. We talked a lot about that on the show here. I posted the clip of what I thought, my thoughts on the Roseanne controversy. I posted it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. Also on our WeedTube channel. Make sure you go check us out on the WeedTube. There's links to all that stuff, of course, at stonerjesus.net. Boteach now released a second interview with Barr. The two mostly discussed the Torah. But in the almost 80-minute conversation, she also talks about ABC's Barr-free Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, and her potential return to television. She clarifies she didn't ask for compensation for the recently announced series. Yeah, apparently they're going to have The Conners. It's going to be basically the Roseanne show without Roseanne. I didn't ask to be paid off, she said. I asked for nothing. I just stepped away because that is penance. I put a lot of thought into it. I thought signing off on my own life's work and asking for nothing in return, I thought that was a penance, she added. Sometimes you ask people, what do you think should be done to you, knowing what you've done wrong, and it seems that people always know what should be done to them. I just knew that the right thing, and I want to do, that was the right thing, and I want to do the right thing because I've lived my life, most part of it, to do the right thing for all people, not just Jews. So she didn't want to hurt anybody she worked with, particularly Jaden Ray, the 9-year-old black actress who portrayed her character's granddaughter in the Roseanne reboot. I don't know, she said that she's had some offers to return to television. I believe that would be the guise of, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it works. She's signed off, I guess, on her rights as far as Roseanne goes. So can she be Roseanne somewhere else? Who knows? It's something that I don't know. That's what it is. It's something that I don't know. The Connors, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if I watched the first episode. It's not going to last long, that's for sure. The reboot spinoff, it's going to last a couple episodes, and the ratings going to be so bad because it's not the same. It's not the same. The show is Roseanne. The show is always focused on Roseanne. Anyway, moving on, the old box office, Jurassic World and Incredible sequels remain top two as Sicario 2 and Uncle Drew debut. Disney and Pixar's Incredibles 2 finished second place behind Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. About $60 million bucks is what Jurassic World made. Film's debut is just now shy of $265 million after 10 days of release. Internationally took in an estimated $56 million. Incredibles 2 took in another $45.5 million. It currently stands at a total of $439 million. Incredibles 2. That's incredible, that number. Am I right? Come on. Sicario is in 3,000 locations, returned an estimated $19 million. Uncle Drew, about 2,700 locations, $15.5 million. Top five, Ocean's 8, another $8 million, now stands at $209 million. Other stuff going on in movie news I don't care about. We got one more story. One more celebrity news story. Toronto rapper Smoke Dogg killed in shooting outside nightclub. I don't know who that is. We already did Kelly Cuoco, Roseanne, Oscars. No, this all this sucks. All of this sucks. Khloe Kardashian, Chrissy Teigen. God. Netflix adding 92 titles and dropping 46 titles in July. Hey, fuck it. That's celebrity news. We'll go look at that. Why not? I have Netflix. Pay $14 a month. Bullshit. I mean, my money's worth. God damn it. Bringing on Blue Bloods. Get Smart. Happy Gilmore. Season 8 of Hawaii 5-0. Hey, fuck yeah. Now we're talking. Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3. But no 2. That's fucked up. Menace to Society. Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo 2. Oh, hell yeah. Swordfish. Halle Berry titties. That's all I remember about that movie. Van Helsing. Some other shit that you can go check out. See, I don't know any of this shit. Scream 4. Drug Lord Season 2. I haven't seen Season 1 yet. Some Kevin Hart shit. More Joel McHale show. That's pretty good. They're dropping. Oh, all the Lethal Weapons. All the Bring It Ons. If you want to watch Bring It On. Well, I guess it's too late now. This is July. They dropped it today. Lethal Weapons gone. Tropic Thunder's gone. V for Vendetta. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible shit. Anyway, speaking of horrible shit, let's end that fucking segment. Celebrity news. Crashing and burning as usually does. Well, thank you everybody for checking out the show. Spreading the word about sternjesus.net. All of that shit. Play some classic bits, including St. Peter's return after his trip to Mexico a few years ago when he went and rescued our little bald Mexican intern, Kimo Suave, who's lingered for 5.5 years in Mexican ashtray prison. Brought him back to the show, and that was awesome. sternjesus.net. Check us out on there. Excuse me. And check out all my sponsor banners, social media links, past episodes, all that shit. Also, don't forget, we stream Hour 1 live every Sunday night at StonerJesus420 on Twitter and Periscope. So check us out there as well. And we'll see you next time on the Stoner Jesus Show. And as always, peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything. Planted Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS. To get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. STONERJESUS, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, CoreLore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com. CoreLore420.com. Or simply click that CoreLore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out CoreLore. Click that CoreLore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at CoreLore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out CoreLore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called Green Gon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gon. That's greengondetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's greengondetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. It's time now for an event that has been many, many weeks in the making. A couple months at least. I really lost track of how long this whole thing went on. It's time now for the return of St. Peter live in studio on the Stoner Jesus Show. One of the interns was wrangling him into his booth, so he should appear before me behind the glass shortly. As you know, St. Peter went all the way to Mexico to rescue our former poor little bald Mexican intern, Kimo Suave, to bring him back here to the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex and return him to his rightful spot as one of our interns after languishing for 5.5 years in Mexican ass rape prison. There's St. Peter. Ooh, he's got a mean look on his face. Peter's very angry with me. For many things, including the trip. And all that. Get down there. Get on the fucking microphone there, Peter. You know how this works. It's only been a couple months. You know radio. You're just staring at me sullenly. Doesn't work on the radio, Peter. You want to say something?
Yeah, I got a lot of shit to say, Jesus, about this fucking poison and this stupid trip to Mexico to find Kimo.
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
this other yeah. bullshit that you have me...
Where... the whole fucking purpose of this trip, Peter, was Kimo. Where the fuck is Kimo Suave?
You don't worry about where Kimo is. He's in a very safe, mysterious place until I got my fucking antidote,
right,
man.
Right.
My fucking antidote for the poison.
Could it be...
What?
The Kimo Suave is currently in the Stoner Jesus Show haunted house?
No. No, he's not in the haunted house, Jesus.
Right. I've had
he's not there.
8 or 9 different interns tell me that they saw Kimo Suave just today in the Stoner Jesus Show haunted house. He's just like chilling in there.
No. First of all, it's a lot of fucking interns. Why'd I gotta go to Kimo if we have so many fucking interns?
I don't know.
No, he's not in the fucking haunted house, Jesus.
Don't worry about it. We have an inordinate amount of interns. Don't worry about it.
God damn it.
We have one more. The Kimo was the best. Kimo was the best fucking intern. I want Kimo, Peter.
Look, Jesus.
I want Kimo.
He's not in the haunted house, and I did not call you from the haunted house the other day either. You fucking imagined that. You were hearing
okay,
and
let's
shit.
Get, let's... Fuck it. He's down in the haunted house. I know he's down in the haunted house.
He's not in the haunted house, Jesus.
I can get him up here anytime I want. He's not going anywhere.
He's not there. He's elsewhere.
We got to discuss you, Peter.
He's somewhere else. What?
I told you during a phone call, you're kind of having second thoughts about going to get Kimo Suave. I told you that I've been feeding you a slow-acting poison.
Yes.
For a very long time, and then I would not give you the antidote unless
the fucking poison.
You brought Kimo back here.
That's right.
Now, you got in this thing where you're pissed off at me, and you got in your head that you're going to kill me.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, I've noticed you have not come in this studio to attempt to kill me.
Well,
you know what's going to happen if you come in here.
Well,
you're going to get your fucking ass whooped.
I do.
Pretty severely.
Well, maybe so, Jesus.
Well, you fulfilled your part of the bargain. You fulfilled your part. You brought Kimo back here. It was a very long, arduous journey, I know.
That's right.
It's all very tough,
yes.
Peter. I get it. I get you're pissed off, but I got to tell you something, Peter.
I'm ready. God damn it, Jesus. You let me
talk. Listen to me.
What?
Remember when I told you that I've been poisoning you, and then you had poison in you, and then I need to give you the antidote, you're going to die?
Right.
A horrible, horrific death by shitting your intestines out of your asshole? Remember that?
Yeah, of course I remember it, Jesus. God
damn.
Okay,
here's the thing, Peter.
I didn't poison you. What? I don't understand, Jesus.
I did not poison you. You have no poison in you. There's no antidote to give you. Because I did not poison you. I made the whole thing up just so you would get your fucking ass back here with Chemo Suave.
I don't understand, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Did you get dumber? Did you get dumber on that fucking trip to Mexico?
I'm not dumb.
The Mexican water or maybe the burritos? Look.
I'm not dumb,
asshole.
Jesus.
You are not asshole. Poisoned. You have no poison. You're going to die from something. Probably excessive Drano intake. But I've not been poisoned. Where would I get poisoned, first of all?
Well, actually, it's pretty easy, Jesus. If you know what online sites to look at and stuff.
Okay.
Get some pretty,
let's say I could.
Okay, you can.
As I pointed out on the show last week, why would I slowly poison you? If I wanted to kill you, I could just kill you. I just hit you with something. There's like four or five things in here within my reach I could probably bludgeon you to death with. Why do I need to poison you? Why would I go through the expense of getting poison? Poison can't be cheap. You obviously know a little something about it.
Yeah.
It can't be cheap. Why would I waste something like that on you?
I don't know, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I think you're kind of an asshole. That's why you would do it. That's why.
Wow, you must have killed the last few fucking brain cells you had left. Listen to me, Peter. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Get your headphones there squarely affixed to your old fucking noggin.
Yeah.
You hear me clearly? You hear the words I'm saying?
Yes.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You are...
Me.
Not. Poisoned. You do not have any poison in you, other than what you put in your body yourself. I did not poison you. I have no poison. I never gave any poison to you. I have no antidote for a poison that you don't have inside you. I made the whole thing up so you get back here with fucking Chemo Suave.
So you're saying I don't have any poison in me, Jesus?
That's right, Peter. That's right. You're not poisoned. You don't have any poison. Like I said, other than the normal shit you intake.
So I'm not poisoned. I'm not going to die. And I'm not going to. You weren't poisoning me. That was all bullshit.
Right. You feel better now. You feel better now.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You're still kind of pissed off, right?
Yeah.
About the trip and a lot of shit happened.
Right.
The customs agents and maybe some nefarious rednecks down in the backwoods of America and then whatever happened.
A lot of violations.
In Mexico. I know it was all
to my anal region.
It was all very annoying, and you didn't like it, but. You're really not going to do anything about it, are you?
I guess not, Jesus. Shit.
You already tried to get me to do, like, crazy shit on the show to harm myself.
Right.
That's pretty much the extent of what you can do.
Right.
If you come at me, I'm going to knock your head off.
Well, yeah, it's a good possibility, Jesus.
That's right. So you feel better now, Peter?
Yeah, I guess so, right, Jesus.
We cool, son?
Yeah, we're cool. We're cool, I guess, man.
Word. You going to do sports later? You gotta do sports, man. You're back. You gotta do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Get some infomercials going.
Yeah.
Some St. Peter lists. The whole nine yards. I missed you, man. I missed you.
That's right. I'm back, bitches. I missed you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so glad
off.
To be here.
I missed you that much. So Peter's back. It's exciting. He's still talking. His microphone's off. Man, I missed that. Just watching him try to converse with me like we're having an actual conversation when I can't hear a fucking word he's saying. Oh, that's the St. Peter I remember. It's good to have you back, man. Dumbass. He did get dumber. He got dumber. I'm having a really hard time explaining shit to him. Maybe that'll be a funny thing for the show. I don't know. I have to assume that there's a certain point where he'll just get too dumb to even be on the show. I think we can find a happy medium where he's just dumb enough for it to be hilarious, and he's got enough brain power left to kind of function, at least a little bit. He's still talking. Oh, Peter. Classic Peter shenanigans. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Music, comedy. St. Peter's return to the sports desk in the Stoner Jesus Show newsroom. All that coming up. Still talking. Microphones off. Ha ha, classic.